This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Some Colorado lawmakers are trying to figure out how to shield immigrants from mass deportations.
The federal government is responsible for immigration enforcement, not states. But federal authorities can't make arrests on the ground without help. Deep Gulasekram is an immigration law expert at the University of Colorado Boulder.
At the end of the day, they have to rely on state and local officers and the information contained by state and local law enforcement agencies.
Lawmakers have already taken steps in recent years to limit such cooperation. Now, a group of Democrats is working on a bill that would further restrict it. Gulasekram says that could include protecting immigrants' personal information. But any protections have a good chance of ending up in court.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting with the Colorado Capital News Alliance. An emergency request to clean up a homeless camp at a church in Montrose was rejected today in court. City lawyers argued the camp is a health and fire hazard. But Montrose United Methodist Church, which has 20 unhoused residents living on their private property, says the people there need shelter from the cold. They're also required to sign a behavior agreement to keep them safe. Ultimately, a judge disagreed with the city. She'll revisit the issue in 2 weeks. Well, Denver Gold, Colorado Summit, or perhaps the Colorado 14ers. They're all the potential name for the new National Women's Soccer League team in Denver. Fans can vote across 6 suggestions or offer up their own name on the team's website. You're listening to CPR News.